So, again, repeating what I'd said, local therapies and systemic therapies, several moderate survival gains have been achieved by large-scale randomised evidence. You can't pick up moderate differences by randomising 1,000 patients. Now, I've heard doctors say, well, if you can't see it in 100 patients, then it may be of statistical interest, but it isn't of any clinical interest. Well, that actually shows a real failure to understand how bad the play of chance can be in 1,000 patients, let alone 100 patients. And you can take something that doctors and patients would both regard as really worth knowing about if they got reliable evidence on it, and finish up with a complete false negative if you randomise 1,000 patients. The play of chance is just meaner than you'd think. And even if you randomise 10,000 patients, once you start doing subgroup analysis, then the play of chance can produce completely wild, stupid results in subgroups that are just not true. So we really need big numbers. And if we're going to decide how to treat millions of women during the 2010s, I don't see why we shouldn't randomise a few tens of thousands on each of the main questions. Randomising a few tens of thousands to decide how to treat a few million does seem to me appropriate. And also, sometimes you find that, you know, treatments don't differ in their effects, or you find unexpected side effects. So, you know, we don't know what's going to be better until we try. Okay, well, early detection, local control, chemotherapy, endocrine therapy, now other receptor, HER2 targeted. These have in aggregate substantially reduced national mortality rates.